Chapter 4. Driving Safety and Courtesy. Driving can be an enjoyable experience if you're comfortable, calm, maybe listening to your favorite music, and alert to but not tense about the constantly changing traffic patterns. Even if you are within the law and doing what you should be doing to drive safely and defensively, there may be others on the road who, through anger or ignorance, create dangerous situations that you must respond to. The right attitude for the road. In Oklahoma, most of us must drive to get to work and back, to shop, and to visit people in other areas of our cities and state. Once we get behind the wheel, we have a personal, and legal, responsibility to ourselves, our families and friends, and to the other people on the roads to keep a right attitude for driving. The right attitude can help you, and others, stay safe and alive. Whether you're in a metropolitan area rush hour or driving a deserted rural highway, you should maintain safety consciousness, a cooperative attitude, and a readiness to respond to an emergency. Right attitudes for the road: alertness, sharing, giving, self-control. Give your driving your full attention. Obey the law. Share the road with others and remember the golden rule. Be alert for potential collisions. Control your emotions so they don't interfere with your driving. Give yourself a cushion of safety and allow others the same. Psychology teaches us that when something happens, we react from a basic position or attitude, as a child, parent, or adult. The position we react from is often a matter of habit. The child reacts emotionally. Carefree, rebellious, refuses to follow rules. Says, "I'm gonna drive the way I want, no matter what they say." Or, "I don't care. I'm having fun." The parent reacts critically. Criticizes others. Tries to get others to do things their way. Says, "You're in the wrong lane, and I'm going to see that you learn better." The adult reacts intelligently. Collects information, analyzes a situation, makes a decision, and acts accordingly. Says, "That car's going too slow in the exit lane. I need to move into the left lane and get out of the way." The child and parent position can be dangerous and harmful to everyone. The adult position takes the current situation into consideration, determines the best course of action, and then takes it. If you find yourself reacting from the child or parent position, you can change that habit and react as an adult instead. It takes a conscious effort to stop your emotional or critical reaction, think to analyze the actual situation, and react intelligently, according to the information in front of you. Driving defensively. Collisions are costly in pain and disfigurement as well as in dollars. Here are some defensive driving tips that can help you avoid getting into trouble in traffic and on the road. Be thoroughly rested before starting a long drive. Don't take any drugs that make you drowsy. Avoid driving when emotionally upset. Never drive more hours than in your normal workday. When driving long distances, beware of changing traffic patterns, road conditions, and weather conditions. Make regular rest stops, even if you aren't tired. Stop when you get tired or sleepy. Be especially careful just before dark, when drivers can't see as well as in daylight. Avoid heavy meals or alcoholic beverages. Evasive action requires slightly more steering input than changing lanes. Wait a few hours before driving to eliminate the effects of alcohol on your judgment, reaction time, and vision. Keep your doors locked, especially with children in the car. Keep your speed not only within the law but always reasonable and prudent for the existing conditions. Don't lock the wheels when braking. Avoid stopping at the scene of a collision unless you have the skills to help. Avoid artificial stimulants to keep awake. Stop and sleep. Drive as far to the right as possible when you meet a car with only one headlight. Avoid overloading the car. Distribute the weight evenly. If you smoke or do anything else, changing tapes or CDs, using the phone, while driving, train yourself to do it without taking your eyes off the road. Glance at your speedometer often. Know your exact speed at all times. Make sure you see and that you are seen. Glance in your mirrors often. Obey all traffic rules and be prepared to adjust for driving errors of others. If you drive off the roadway, move slowly and carefully back on. Don't jerk the wheel. To avoid emergency situations, keep your eyes moving, watch the traffic, and look at objects far and near, left and right. Have a plan of action in case another driver does something stupid. Be forgiving. Drivers should protect each other from their own mistakes. IPDE, drive defensively. I, identify potential hazards. P, predict what could happen, always predict the worst. D, decide on a course of action. E, execute your decision. Texting while driving is dangerous. Road rage. Aggressive driving, tailgating, honking, fist and hand gestures, yelling, speeding, cutting off other drivers, and more recently, the use of firearms, has become a real danger on American highways. Drivers taking out their stress and anger on other drivers have been called the fastest growing menace on the highway today. Experts say there may be several reasons why road rage is rising. We are all under more stress. A person who is hostile and frustrated by traffic congestion or problems on the job or at home gets in his car, ready to fight. His car becomes an ego enhancer, and he uses it to dominate and intimidate others. Maybe it's impatience at crowded, slowed down traffic conditions that makes a driver speed and take risks. Some people take a stand on the highway and won't let other drivers pass them. Because road rage is increasing every year, you must learn to protect yourself against aggressive drivers. If you have a tendency to get irritated and angry behind the wheel, you must learn to change your attitude and your behavior. Otherwise, you are an accident looking for a place to happen. Law enforcement and insurance companies are getting much tougher on aggressive drivers. They simply cause too many collisions. Real victims of road rage. A driver tailgated a car. The other driver tried to get out of the way, but was rammed from behind. She was seriously injured and her baby was killed. Two drivers got into a driving duel, cutting each other off and chasing each other for more than a mile, gesturing angrily. They collided, hitting a third car. In a survey of California drivers, 50% said they had been the victim of aggressive drivers 10 or more times, and 37% had been victimized more than 20 times. "I've heard about it," a sales clerk said recently, "but we don't really have that problem here in Oklahoma." "It happened to me," a customer said. "I was driving the speed limit on a two-lane highway. This man was right behind me, hunched over the wheel. He was so mad his face was red and all scrunched up. He wanted to pass me, but there was too much traffic in the other lane. There wasn't anything I could do, but he kept it up for about 5 miles. At the stop sign, I waited for the cars to pass and looked in the rearview mirror. He was pounding the steering wheel with his fists and glaring at me. Finally, he passed me, yelling and shaking his fist at me as he went by. He cut right in front of my car, driving so fast that his car fishtailed down the highway. I don't know why he did that. I didn't do anything to him." What you can do to stay safe. Drive right and reduce the chance of enraging a driver to strike out. Keep away from people who are driving crazy. Avoid eye contact with an aggressive driver. Stay cool. Keep looking straight ahead and refuse to be part of the problem. Don't join in the confrontation, even if it's just honking your horn or glaring back. Just get out of the way. Don't make it worse. Don't make obscene gestures. Don't block passing or right turn lanes. Don't tailgate. Don't use bright lights when following at night. Don't take more than one parking space. Avoid bumping into another car when you open your car door. Drive defensively. Watch out for and avoid drivers who change lanes frequently. Keep your radio, stereo volume down at a reasonable level. Limit the use of your car phone to necessary calls. Don't let talking on your car phone distract you. Don't travel in the passing lane, and use signals when you change lanes. Don't insist on your right of way if another driver challenges you. Don't take traffic problems personally. Be polite, even when someone else is rude. If a driver follows you, go to a police station or a public place where you can get help. If you are harassed on the road, get the offender's license tag number and report the incident to the authorities. It's important to understand that you can't control the traffic, but you can control your reaction to it. An impulsive action could ruin the rest of your life. David Willis, President, AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety. Are you an aggressive driver? Do you tend to drive too fast? Want to be first? Want to teach that bad driver a lesson? Or keep that other car from getting by you? You should recognize aggressive tendencies in yourself and learn how to overcome behavior that leads to unsafe driving. Otherwise, you may wind up losing your driver license, or worse, losing your life. Psychiatrist Dr. John Larson, himself once an aggressive driver, suggests ways to be less angry on the highway, making driving more pleasant, safer, and much saner. In his book, Steering Clear of Highway Madness, Dr. Larson says you should learn to change your attitude about what you expect and need on the road. For example, if you want to get even when people irritate you, you can replace the desire for revenge with a more pleasant response. You might think about the many varieties of people traveling and sharing the road with you. Remember the humanness we share, says Dr. Larson, and give others the benefit of the doubt. Dr. Larson, the National Safety Council, the American Automobile Association, and other organizations concerned about highway safety have developed some techniques for reducing road rage. Don't get mad, get better. Suggestions for avoiding road rage. The speeder who must do everything in a hurry needs to learn to relax and to concentrate on enjoying sounds, sights, smells, to concentrate on quality. Plan ahead. Allow up to 50% more time for a trip of any length. Take along favorite tapes and recorded books. Enjoy the trip. The competitor who always sees finish lines and goalposts must realize that driving is not a game to be won. Concentrate on the pleasures of driving and drive yourself healthy. Promise yourself to drive relaxed, within the speed limit, and pass only when necessary. The change will surprise you. Don't take someone else's careless or thoughtless driving personally. Everyone gets distracted and makes mistakes. Remember to relax and mind your own business on the road. Keep cool. Decide to arrive alive and allow other drivers the same advantage. Before you turn on your engine, turn off your anger. Watch out for accident makers. Good drivers think ahead. They not only watch the road but also the total traffic pattern. The smart driver is a defensive driver, looking out for trouble in the making. Watch out for confusing traffic signs and signals. Exhaust fumes coming from a parked car, indicating it may pull out into traffic. An impatient driver ahead or behind, nosing out around a car and then cutting in sharply. A driver distracted by something and not watching the road. A bad driver who speeds up to beat changing signal lights or runs through stop signs or lights. A pedestrian crossing or about to cross the street in front of you. Children playing near the street. A slight movement at a street side door of a parked car, indicating that someone may step out of the car. Most collisions are caused by human error. What to do if you have a collision? Anytime you're involved in a collision, you must 1. Stop immediately. Don't ever leave the scene of a collision. If you do, you may be prosecuted for hit and run. 2. Find out if anyone has been hurt and do what you can to help. Don't try to move an injured person unless it's a life or death necessity, if the car's on fire, for example. Movement might make the injuries worse. 3. Call or have someone call 911 or the police as soon as possible. Be sure that the police get your exact location. Give all the information you can. Type of collision, how many people are involved, how many are hurt, and what type of injuries, etc. Stay on the line until the emergency operator has finished asking you questions and hangs up first. 4. Exchange the following information with the driver of all other vehicles involved. Name and address of the driver and the car owner, if different. Driver license number. Vehicle registration number. Insurance information. Company name, agent, policy number and effective dates. Your insurance company will ask you for this information. 5. Accidents that do not involve injury or death. the owner or operator of a vehicle or its cargo that obstructs the regular flow of traffic shall make every reasonable effort to remove the obstructing vehicle or cargo from the roadway so the regular flow of traffic is not blocked. This shall not apply to vehicles transporting hazardous materials. 6. Remain calm and be polite. Don't blame other people or accept blame, and don't discuss the accident. Wait for the law enforcement officer and answer questions truthfully and calmly. If the collision involves a parked car or other property and you can't locate the owner, leave your name and address on the damaged property where the owner will find it. The investigating officer will complete a report and place it on file. You should contact your insurance company as soon as possible, report the accident, and provide the required information. You should keep a copy of all collision report forms. If there is personal injury or death, or if the damage to any vehicle or property is over $300, and if all the parties involved have not reached a settlement within 6 months, you must file an Oklahoma Motor Vehicle Collision Report. Be sure you report the exact date and location of the collision. The form is available from the investigating officer, or you can contact any highway patrol, local police, or sheriff's office. This state report is in addition to any reports required by a city.